In a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever spinning reel.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening. This is Roy Masters speaking. In my 56th year on radio, I do hope that I'm reaching a lot of people. And the reason is because there's a very dangerous attack on talk radio everywhere. So you're boycotted. Even Rush Limbaugh is boycotted, in case you didn't know. And his own company is sort of putting him off the air to some degree. And so there's a rush towards, you know, 2016, and they don't want conservatives or the bad guys. And the bad guys own the rep firms, where they gather the money and give it to the stations that earned it. And we got broken because they wouldn't give us the money. It was Talk Radio Network. It sort of collapsed it to some degree. There's a little bit left of it. There's 400 stations. That's nice. But, you know, is with the rep firms, you can't get anywhere when you're boycotted with the rep firms. They're all left-wing, all communists, see? So please enjoy this program. And if you there's many stations that will pick this program up. But if you can't, if it disappears or if you can't find it, make sure you listen to this number. So you need to go to my website, fhu.com, and make it the center of your existence, meaning the existence with me. At 6 o'clock in the evening, Monday through Friday, and a refeed. And you can get that everywhere in the world. So if your station doesn't carry it, which I hope they do, God bless them. But if they don't, and put me somewhere in the middle of the night, somewhere one time, once a week, then you're better off letting me use this time so you can actually listen in the middle of the night if you still want to. And but go to my website, fhu.com, meaning Foundation of Human Understanding, or Roy Masters will get you there. And when you're there, you've got Roy Masters Live. Click, you're there. 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and then refeeds all the way through. The refeeds, listen to more of my, you know that one, that's easy. But refeeds are very valuable because you can listen to them all day next day until the next program. Here we go. And so let me just, you know, this is very important. I have to repeat this several times during the program. You'll forgive me. But it's necessary to, I'm very, very concerned about this country. I'm not a Republican. I don't think I like them. They're sort of very nice people, all the rest of it, but they haven't got the you-know-whats. And there's three I like, and I'm not going to discuss it with you. But what I want to continue talking about is the Pope and the kind of ecstatic excitement that was created and that is reminiscing of the Obama situation, where the media hyped it up. And they hyped it up with the Pope because he has the same gender. So now you've got a religious body with Obama. This is not a lot of communism, a lot of dictatorship, where you don't have what we have here. That's why there's lots of people moving up here and trying to get into this country. The danger is if they don't understand to be American, they don't understand and sort of be sworn to be an American as a proper a person who wants to get in, to cross our border and become eventually a citizen, you need to understand. You just... Otherwise, you get bribed when you come in here by the left And then you naturally beholden to them who did it to you, and you find out it's on the left. See, so this country's falling apart. So now we got a religious agent to pair up with Obama. That's not good. Not good. He has the same ideas. You may not like those things, but they're very important. They're a reinforcement of what should bring him down. Now you got Catholics. I hope you don't see him the way I see him. I mean, maybe you should. I'll be right back.
Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hello, here I am. It's just jolly old me. I hold nothing back. Not asking you to get angry at anybody, because I'm not here to trigger you to be angry about what I'm about to say. I just want to say it, if you don't mind. As an opinion, but also I don't deal in opinions, you see. That's my trouble. I deal in absolute flawless truths. Oh, this is disturbing, isn't it? To hear someone say he deals only in absolutes. Absolute truth. Well, you're the Catholic Church supposed to be, you know, the absolute truth. But I've never seen Jesus behave that way. Any one of your pontiffs. I've never, you know, if you go back far enough, Catholicism is very cruel. I have a friend of mine who was an ex-mafioso, 60 years now, my best friend. He'd do anything for me. He's too old now, but he loves me. You know why he loves me? Because the religion he belonged to was very cruel in those days, the nuns and everything. You couldn't believe how bad it was and all the different rituals you had to go through. And the spankings and the meanness of the... I know things have changed over the years, and not so bad, I suppose. I do hope. But the church is a lot better than it used to be, and I like Catholicism. I like it, but I don't like your Pope. I like him because he's likable. Well, who wouldn't like him if he's likable? But we're not interested in being likable. But nearly everybody likes him, you know, but then you have to wait a while to see what like does. Obama, you thought he was wonderful. You like him, but the devil is a gentleman. See? You got a psychopath and a sociopath. A sociopath. Well, listen, do you remember the story of oh dear, what was it now? It's Silence of the Lambs. There it is right now. What was the name of the psychopath? Can anybody... Huh? Hannibal? Yeah, Hannibal, that's right. I think it was Hannibal. If it was not, somebody can call me and say this. But if you looked at that movie, it was a perfect example of a sociopath. You can eat your liver. See, and he has a powerful energy field around him that you'd have to have a glass, a very strong glass between you, and he still goes through the glass if you're not careful. He can overcome anybody with his personality, with the energy field he steals from people. Yes, if you want to be powerful, you have to be a big lion that eats lots of people. A sociopath is different. He's lovable. He's actually lovable, more lovable than God. As a matter of fact, if you love your children too much, you act the role of a sociopath, an appeaser. Now, a human appeaser is vulnerable, because you can appease a person hoping that they will love you back. And you can give of yourself, okay? You can give of yourself, but you're giving off your gut. So there's only so much self that you can give, you see? And it's coming from your gut, from your life force, from your animal life force, the substance, the energy that I call the energy field, but you give up some of the energy to the one you want to change, the one you want to love. You're hoping your love will make him a better person, because he's not a nice person, or he's a nicer person, but you love him for being a nicer person. It doesn't matter which one you want. You're actually giving of yourself either way, correct? So you're acting sociopath. You're not, it's called codependency when it kicks in for what it is. All of a sudden, one says, got you. It could be they're both liking each other. One is the lover, one is the liked, the loved. But that's not true love, it's a game. And it comes through Paradise Lost. That's another story. We're talking about religious things. And the woman is always playing the same role. I'll come back to the idea in a minute, sociopath and psychopath. The woman is the one that transmits the identity of the dark force, the mental condition, the spiritual mental condition of the child that's being born to her. Now listen carefully. Through one man, I say this every day, through one man's sin, meaning he disobeyed. Simply, he was the idea of playing God, knowledge of good, knowledge of evil. It comes into his mind, he says, maybe I can do all these things. Maybe God meant me to tempt. The woman could talk to him in a special way. We won't discuss it, but I could make up something. Well, maybe your father is just testing you to see if you can stand up to him and make you a man. It could be a very interesting discussion, but let's say that could be. But what's in her is stronger than the first man that was ever made. See, and there's a reason for all this. And we'll come back to that in a minute. But what happened was, and never mind you people who think that monkeys turn into people at some point, they don't. A human being is made from the dust of the earth, exactly as the Bible says. And while because the whole universe, if you want to go back to the whole universe, you have to say, well, you know, what is the cause? You can't say cause and effect becoming cause, because that's a programming. I don't see how anything can be programmed if it's just a noise, a name of something which wouldn't have a name if you weren't alive. There has to be a cause and effect becoming cause. It unfolds. You unfold, you're a little kid in your mother's womb. You're just a little seed you can't even see with a microscope. So there's a cause and effect. The cause is the egg. The fertilized egg. Well, that's an interesting thing. It takes two to tango. But the point is the little tiny egg, which is so small you can hardly see it with a microscope, how did it become you? You nincompoops. Yes, you can understand how to breed chickens and sheep and cows and eat them. And the blade of grass can do the same thing. And everything does it in a different way. The vegetation does it one way. The animals do it another way. Well, there's thousands of different, but it's always that genetic code, isn't it? There's a certain names for those things. And so what is this about? Does things spring from nothing? But it can't be. There's got to be an uncaused cause. It's only the intellect that has a delusion that that universe was always there, or it became in with a big bang from a singularity, bang. But who put that there? What the hell's the matter? It's got to be a furnace, some kind of furnace that lasts forever, and it has to be programmed. But the point is, you cannot expect. You got to be really, really brainwashed by I can understand if I let me stutter a little bit. I can understand you want to think, you want to go back and think that human beings come from apes. See, and then there's another kind of ape. And another kind of ape, and then there's the smallest kind of ape that, you know, but there's some transition into being human, and something pops out of your head, and it's called intuition. And if you are now, with that intuition, you can do things that no ape can do. Never. It has intuition. It has another way of looking at things. As the fly said as he walked on the mirror. See what I mean? I hope you don't get that little joke. Okay. But the point is, it doesn't sprout up. It doesn't come from the flesh. Because if you go back to, you are the flesh. It comes out of, so how can anything hurt you if you're from the flesh? You are created by the flesh, and according to them. And out pops your head, that makes you different from what is flesh. It makes you more sort of more sophisticated. But you have a consciousness. But the consciousness, what is a consciousness? The consciousness there is obviously gives you a choice between good and evil. Isn't that right? Isn't your conscience decide you what good is? So, you know, Putin, you know, and Hitler can decide that the knowledge of good and evil, the knowledge of good, it could be wicked good. Or, yes, he could see the knowledge of evil as good, if he wants to. He has the power to do that. The knowledge is there. To guide this monkey that just gave birth to consciousness. But listen carefully. Why would you, having not chosen the knowledge of evil, like many people do, ISIS and Hitler and the clever scumbag Hitler Germany, Hitler? In 14 years, he turned a democratic country into a bunch of murderers and appeasers who couldn't do a thing, smell the burning of flesh as people were being murdered and cut to pieces and having operations and swapping kidneys to see what would happen without anesthetic, killing little babies. Even with blue eyes. You really can't tell one from the other, but hate the good. That's what it's all about. Hating good. Now, but monkeys don't hate good. They haven't got good and evil. There's a good. Oh, wow. What's good? What is a good behavior? It's godly. Everybody knows, even Hitler and ISIS knows what good and evil is, except they chose the evil as good. They chose this choice. You can be God. You can reign over all. But you can also use the knowledge of good to play the same game if you want to. But generally speaking, if I'm talking to most American people, I think the knowledge of good is spiritual. And you find that it seems to require it from you, but you don't know where how to apply it. Is that not so? All right. So we will talk, if you like, to have a nice discussion with me if you have any quejones, see? And you can talk to me about anything you want, because I can say that what's wrong with you is you've fallen from grace. You didn't rise from it, you fell from it. That's why you have a problem with your dark side.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
So let me see now. I just discovered, you know, I've been on the air for 55 years. This is the 56th year. I've got so many CDs. I've got so many videos. It's just thousands of them. But one just came to mind here. It came on my desk. I found a copy and I called Paul, who's one of my producers, a very good person, been with me a long time. And I find out that we have three CDs where we're going to put them into video. So you'll get them as video. These are CDs. And this is on Overcoming Childhood Molestation Pack. Six CDs. $35, okay? And lecture one is Victim and Victimizer. Lecture, the second one is Trauma Conditioning. And the third is Overcoming Childhood Molestation. I believe it's ready to go. All you have to do is call 800-866-8883 for Monday through Friday, and in the evening time, you can call, that's the number to call me on the radio. 800-877-3227. Could you get that, please? 800-877-3227. Somebody's going to be here tonight, every night this week, waiting for your phone call to take an order or to discuss something. It's a person by themselves who's volunteering. It's a person that I trust very much. She used to be my secretary for 17 years, and she's retired. So she'll be very valuable. So I'm not sure if I got the information right. There's six CDs, but I just mentioned three. So I'm not quite sure what that means. I'll have to talk to Paul about that, my producer. Then there's something else. There's Advice Line by phone. If you don't have it, you know, if you're older and you don't understand how to work a computer, or iPhone, or anything, then you can listen to me by phone, 6 o'clock sharp, anywhere. And let's see where it is. Advice Line by phone is 605-475-8159. 605-479-8159. The 7-minute meditation is 800, it's 1-800-822-6441. You can get it on your phone. You can listen to that meditation on your phone and overcome all your problems of conflict and your diseases. And I beg you to call me. Now, I'm going to go back to the Pope. What has he done to be Pope? Why do you need all these people, these priests or rabbis or anybody? Jesus said, this is not Christianity. Jesus says, you need not worry. You don't need anyone to teach you. I will send the Holy Spirit. That's what he said to his following. He said it, didn't he? And I said, didn't read it right. Where do you think I get my knowledge from? I didn't get it from my monkey side. I get it from what made a monkey out of me. Yes. See, if you gentlemen would get the point that when you are looking at women, she's going to make a monkey out of you. And she can't help it. Because all women are Eves. Every one. And every man is possessed by an Eve. Possessed not only as the order of birth, because man was created first and women second, further away from it. And therefore, that's why the dark side approaches the woman and not the man. So you've got temptation involved. And you've got a divine order and a not-so-divine order. And with this, so when she opened her mouth, as I open my mouth to you, I haven't prepared this program. When I open my mouth to you, something comes out, you can make a joke out of it if you want to, I can hear the rudeness already. The point is, something comes out of me that I never prepared to say. I would not be real unless I say I'm going to read it to you. And then when I say I'm going to read it to you, I then probably don't read much of it, then I go off the railing and talk as I'm bidden to talk. And so, the same way, Eve speaks language because you have hearkened to the voice, the word, spoken word. There was a spoken word, and with Adam, there was a spoken word that understood the spoken word, but was not driven by the spoken word. So you have two opposites. There's Eve and the dark side, whatever that is. And Adam on the created one from whom's rib body Eve was created. And that is real. What isn't real is monkeys popping up, evolving consciousness. And then wanting to understand the universe. You're really stupid, you see, basically, if you believe that. But you can actually have a lot of enthusiastic young people looking for it and making dinosaurs and putting together skeletons of old bones and trying to give us the idea of Piltman and Neanderthal man and all that kind of stuff. It's fun. Okay, that's about all it is. But it doesn't tell us anything about you see and you don't perceive. He talks to the Pharisees. You see, you bunch of dead men's bones and whitewashed sepulchres. He swore at them. He says, what's missing in you? You see with your eyes like a monkey. But you don't listen to your heart, to your the unspoken word, the wordless word. I speak and translate from the wordless word into English. Then you can speak it into Spanish, because if you want to go to the meditation, the 7-minute meditation, or any of the other meditations, we have a person that is spiritual, a Mexican person from Mexico, who is speak Spanish but fluent English, and he's translated my words, the seven minute meditation. And so therefore, if you go to the website FHU.com and you go to the 7-minutation, see, if you go to the 7-minutation when you go to the website, actually it says you know, you can listen to it on the phone. Here it is. 7-minutation is 800. If you don't have a computer, only have a telephone, 800-822-6441. You older people suffer from lots of illnesses that will go away. Just like that. See? And I need for you to call me. Pressing 1 plays it in Spanish. Pressing 0 forwards it to the FHU office during the daytime. What do you think of that? All free. Don't have to buy anything. Because I want you to wake up from your sleep, your hypnotic sleep that came through the generations, through one man's sin and death through sin, because he listened to the words, listened to the spoken words of his wife. And
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Now, I just want to spend a minute. I looked on my desk and there is Understanding Sexuality, but it isn't from the book. It's a talk. It's CD on CD, four of them. Sexual conflict, the cause and cure, part one. Then there's a part two. Then we have Understanding Sexuality, Childhood Molestation. That's an interesting part. And CD four, Love. What's sex got to do with it? That's a lot. You can have sex with love or lust, and they both look the same, but the outcome is horrible. So if you have a horrible reaction and you have a fight and you have a divorce and your wife hates you or just goes on giving herself to you till you get angry and angrier and get drunk because you can't get enough of that wonderful stuff. Anyway, you call my office or go to my website. I think calling my office will help you guide you better because there's things up on my website that are not there. Some of the things I just said, FHU.com, FHU.com. And if it's not there, what you're looking for, call my office, 800-877-3227, 800-877-3227, /donate if you want to give some money to, because my kind of work is disappearing. Conservative talk is disappearing. Okay.
Remember names and faces, but to whom did they belong when you knew that it was over? Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
So I've been talking about what I just discovered. I've got so much stuff on my desk. It's piles of it. I've just got 300 booklets to put up on the web. 300 more. There's thousands of them. And every one valuable. Am I going to pick them up? I say, did I write this? Did I write this book? Anyway, I just picked up a book. It's called Surviving the Comfort Zone. So I'm not going to read it to you, but all I'm going to read to you is a little piece of it. It's an epilogue. So it's talking about surviving the comfort zone. It's all about sex, too. A lot of things. And the wrong way you relate to each other is destructive and the dark side of the force. The dark side, people who choose the dark side. What I'm trying to say is that we're born innocent. How many times have you heard me say it? I've got to say it every day because there's new people listening. But this is the vitality of what I'm saying. We're born into what you say. See, the translation is wonderful, not perfect. Lead us not into temptation. That's bad. I heard the Pope say, lead us not into temptation. God doesn't lead you into temptation. It's the dark side that leads you to temptation. That's what religion is all about, to help you to overcome temptation. But you can't do it the way the Pope does it, or anybody does it. But the Judaism does it. Because you're dealing with really, really, really deep-rooted evil. It's so easy to fall to evil. All you have to do is stay the same as what you've been corrupted to do. Hear me. It passes through the generation. It's correct. Because of the original sin through one man, sin, death, through sin spread through the human race. It spread like a virus. It multiplies. And it comes through the women who weren't caught. The first woman was not, did not speak for herself. She opened her mouth. It was the first thing. They're fresh on this world, in the paradise which is part of this world. And he's got his orders. You can have everything you want, even life itself. The whole Bible speaks of eternal life. You can have that if you want it. But don't touch that tree. And the tree tempts. Because the minute you say to your kids, you know, don't eat that apple pie, I'm just going to put it on the ceiling. Some little kid comes by and says, hey, they won't know who it is. Let's have it. You know, just let's have a little fun. No big deal. And then when it comes to the fact that the pie has been eaten, hey, Johnny, did you take my pie? No money. Jeffrey made me do it. Oh, Jeffrey took it. Then you lie. The tendency is to defend when you're wrong. And you know that you're wrong because your conscience bothers you. And your conscience wouldn't bother you if the monkey head sprouted a consciousness. It would just be doing what it always should. It wouldn't have known a good or an evil. What does a monkey need to know about good and evil? Good and evil is a gift to make airplanes and all kinds of wonderful things, to make a heaven on earth. That's what it is. And then the dark side doesn't like that. There's always been a war in heaven, and here we are. And so that's why in that war in heaven, whatever was spiritual fell to this earth, and we were put on. And the first two was created on this earth, and then it began. Because she's closer to the dark side, the woman, something spoke through her to tempt. And when she opened her mouth, she did not know what was coming through, because it has to be stopped. See? And the man, when he was created, he also had instruction. There was an instruction from the female. There's an instruction coming through her to him, and him to her. And you see what happens. He yields to it, and she gets him, and the spirit gets both, and they multiply. See? Through one man's sin, and death through sin spread through the human race. And every one of you can hold on to the... We'll talk about that in a minute.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
So do you see that the condition that when I have to say one more thing. They were both naked, right? Okay. So you wonder why we have to cover ourselves up. Then you have a lot of people just egotistically flaunting that and having a nudist colony, or run around the house and disturb the conscience of the child because it's really an ugly sight. And that's why we don't like to talk about it. Because even children coming, being born of a mother and thinking of where it comes from is disturbing. It was to me disturbing, it was very clearly. So until I was 14 years old, I knew nothing about sex. So I was in boarding school at that time. See, and the boarding school was like Harry Potter. It was just as you just as a picture of it, all big house, as in the holds 150 kids, and secret passageways and things like that. They might have just used that place. Who knows? And so, the food was awful. When you sit down at the table to eat something, there was. You had to eat the salad, but there was, I don't know, things moving around in it, and we had to find some ways of pushing it out left and throwing it away later on. And that while the headmaster sat there with nicer things and everything and lots of butter and things like that, or we all went without. So I was hungry one day, so I went downstairs to where they keep the food. And unlocked the door and stole some cookies. And guess what? So that night when I was hungry, I went to the forbidden zone, stole some cookies, and out of the pantry, that is, and presto, guess what? A sexual awakening. I was 14 years old. I didn't know what sex was. I went to the nurses. They laughed. What are you laughing about? What is this? You see, I'm not joking. I was innocent. That doesn't mean to say that it was all there. No, it was. It got awakened, not by a pretty girl. It got awakened by my stealing food from the pantry. It awakened the side of me. And guess what? Now you wanna take a look at this? Okay. So what is it now I wanted to say to you? It was just such a point. Oh yes, in the scripture. And Adam, when he fell, he saw he was naked. What on earth do you mean by this? He was so ashamed of it, he covered himself up with a fig leaf. Don't you see? It's exactly that. Innocence can sprout all kinds of things, especially sex. And so sin, stealing, or reacting to pressure of the cruelty of a parent, which is at the other side of the force. The average person has two ways to live, both wrong. Because if it's true that after what I just said, and then God speaks to Adam and says, because you've done this thing, so shall you, a child leave his mother and father and become one flesh with a woman. Right? Got it? Now, what you've got is now a sequence. The excuse, Oh, Eve made me do it. Oh, really? He blames Eve for his own weakness. That's the first thing. He makes an excuse. Oh, that's very similar to you, doesn't it? What is an excuse? I'll tell you. It's a lie. Correct? Hey, it's a lie, is it not? Call me. 800-866-8883. And have a fight with me. You'll lose. And if you lose, you get better. If you lose, you'll either go down, because I'm talking to you with absolute truths. It's happening to you. Do you make an excuse? Let me start with that. And why do you make an excuse? Because you did something wrong. Well, where did right and wrong come from? Did it come from a monkey? No, there's nothing wrong with that. You do what a monkey does. If you have an intelligence, you can still be okay. If something popped out and made you a little smarter, you'd still be subject to that where it popped out from. That would be your God. That would give you your programming. Well, where else would it come from? You stupid idiots. I'm talking to the physicists now. Not you, ladies and gentlemen. I think you understand me, don't you? So so if it popped out of your head, it's the product of your flesh. So where's the problem? Where's the anxiety? Where's the attempt? Now it talks to you. You know, Eve made me do it. Do you understand? Look at it. Every man blames a woman for what he did, why he failed. Every failing man blames the woman. And naturally she blames him, and that's correct. So it's his problem. The only reason why we have misery and suffering on the earth is men misuse of women. There's no much different on a more genteel state with ISIS. You abuse your wife. And don't you believe any religion that tells you that the marriage bed is sacred. It is not. You can still be a lustful pig, which mostly you are, for which reasons you can't get all you care about is what the feeling it gives you for cheap. And so you push and you pull to pull that dark side out. All right. Are you getting me? Do you understand that your sex is awakened by the temptation of a woman? It's so natural that she's beautiful and you want to bond with her, but there's a right way and a wrong way. You've got to be a man first. Oh, what does that mean to be a man? It means you do not touch her. You do not seduce her. Let her seduce you. And say, not tonight, those Josephine. See, women have become so forward, so hungry, because they're addicted to living off the life of a man. If she cannot get real life from within him, to say, no, put the fruit down, Eve. I will not accept your temptation to involve myself with you. It's improper. Most women are so used to living off the downfall of a man. So women can have lots of men and actually make their life miserable and take their life away. At the same time, men can play the role of a woman and appease the woman, and give her the power of a man. There's a swapping of identities. So if a man becomes an appeaser to the woman, it emboldens her. She gets upset, and she takes on his identity. She becomes the man, and he becomes the female. So much so that men will think they have a woman in their body and have a sex change, which is insane. It's a horrible sin. It's stupid. But look how powerful. Psychiatrist, you don't understand anything yourself. You can't even fix your own problems. You can't fix your own family. A lot of you are divorced already. You got the same problem. You can't cure that problem. I can show you how it's done. I want to know if the Pope can tell you exactly what I told you. I'm not just a nice man. I don't like evil. I don't hate it. It hates me, and I don't hate back.
He's the jingle in your pocket, worth the jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said?
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, the program number is 8417. My producer just put on my screen the six CDs are $35. He says, here's the description of what I said. Would you like to hear that? The soul of a molested child falls at the very moment of his deep betrayal, like a dead body into the ground. Not only, let's see, with one exception, wait a minute, to the ground, not only is the child's personality drastically immediately altered, but also the chances of healing are like finding a needle in a haystack, with one exception. The real evil and purpose of molestation is the penetration of the child's mind. The rape of the body is only the means to really overcome the entire trauma. One must disconnect from the event in one's mind, no matter how deeply buried. The series of CDs carries a special aim of gently dislodging the intruder permanently. Do not be surprised if you find a childlike happiness again. That's what's in the opening of one of the meditation exercises or the talks. 800-866, wait a minute, that's the number to call me on the radio, 800-866-8883. I'd be happy to talk to anybody who's been molested. That's about half of you. Half the children in this country have been violated, especially the boys. And in Catholicism, 100,000 people, I saw it on the screen, on Fox, 100,000 children have been molested by priests. And I wrote an article on New Insights. It was on the stands, newsstands, and explaining that the communists have infiltrated and put perverse people to become monks and to become pastors, and that's what you got. I warned on my radio show that's what's happening. So isn't the religion itself that did that? It's how they got their people into the role of a preacher, teacher in Catholicism. I forget what you call them. I'm sorry about that. And what they did is didn't admit it to make sure that they went silent. 100,000. There's not enough money in the Vatican that can pay for all that. But I warned the Catholics in those days on my radio show, they're infiltrating your flock, infiltrating the kind of people that want to become priests. That's what you got. And there were so many of them, and they hid it. 100,000. What if I could do one? What does he talk about that? What you got as a pope is a nice man, but he, you don't understand, he is as much as picked to play this role and come to America with the idea of the global warming and looking at the lack of protection at the border. As, oh, how nice it is for you to open the border up. That's how he said it, basically. That's not good. Otherwise, what does he say that makes you better? What's all the yelling about? You yelled and screamed and said, what a wonderful person Obama is. And he's charming. But the devil is the gentleman. Don't you get it? I'm not saying much more than that. He's a nice man. He doesn't know he's been programmed. He's a natural left-wing person. You can't. That's how left-wing people think. That's how cowards think. Appease. Try to overcome evil with that kind of love is a laugh. It will not work. It will only for you to scream and yell and get excited about that is another stupefaction. I just made up a word. All right. So every person who is an appeaser is no different from him. So he is a leader of appeasers. And guess what appeasers do? They embolden the enemy to create war. Get it? So the Pope is not going to produce a better way of life. We already know what he said is true. But no one knows how to complete it, how to stand up strong and be noble and say no. Step no further in the small things. Otherwise, you can't do it, the big things. Your problem is the way you came into the world. You came into the world, and the moment you came into the world, you inherited sin. And sin takes two rules, two ways of thinking, to appease, to thinking that appeasement is love when it's cowardice. Okay? Because you've been robbed of love, and you've been robbed of love of a parent who taught you English and it stands over you. Can't help but program you, educate you, and tell you what right and wrong is. See, and go on and so, and does not leave you alone, but the kind of behavior they have, where they're too nice to you, they encourage your appeasement, or their meanness, they encourage your appeasement. You can be, then you got the rebel. And what could have been a decent person is now a rebel. He's in prison. He fights. He's difficult. He's abusive. See? Come on now. There's only two voice choices you got, and both are wrong. You're not going to get out of this one without me. Well, now, don't you want to get a copy of this program? Yes or no? And then put it together with the Sunday morning conversation that's being played right now on physics. I just made a point about God creating the universe. And I just did it again, but in more spiritual way. Right? I took the story of the Bible. This time, take the story of the beginning. Go to my website and listen to my explanation of the creation of the universe. And there's a creator, the uncaused cause of all effects. All right. Go to my website, fhu.com. And when you've finished enjoying what you do, put a slash and a donate on. fhu.com/donate. Please. Thank you.